The Flash has returned. Josh Gordon returning to practice today for the first time this season, and everybody in Berea certainly happy about it. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Matt, we got to get a new song to open the show.
We do.
I'm not happy with that song.
That matches our personality.
I would say so.
Absolutely.
Something fun. Is that a song you'd hear to play?
That is something we can put out to you callers based on our day-to-day listeners out there. Call us up with your perspective once we throw those out, but also to a song that you think exemplifies Nathan and I now being co-hosts of your Cleveland Browns Daily.
And the Browns and the feeling of this season. Yeah, we got to come with something a little more upbeat, I think, that gets us a little more excited. But anyway, we've got a lot to get through here today. Obviously, Josh Gordon is back. We'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, at 1:45 p.m. And we'll also dip into our mailbag. It's Mailbag Wednesday, so you can tweet any questions you have to @Browns_daily, @NathanZagura, or @MattWilhelm57, and use the hashtag mailbag. We'll go through as many as we can in that segment. And today, our hot topics are the following. Josh Gordon's back today. The Browns trying to say don't put a lot of expectations on him. What are your expectations for him in these final six games? And what would you grade Brian Hoyer through 10 games? I want to focus on Josh Gordon here in this first hour. And, of course, we want to do it with you, 216-578-0850. And I'll tell you what, my expectations for him are huge. He's had nothing to do because of the choices he made off the field. Nothing to do but get himself in shape and be as absolutely prepared as possible for this moment. And when you look at what he did last year's first game back, he played pretty much every snap. We know that, 72 out of 75, 10 catches, over 140 yards, hush down. And I think he can do that again. I feel like he's got to have an advantage over everybody in the NFL who has put their body through 10 games. Matt, I'd ask you, is it tougher to have not been hit for 10 weeks, or is it tougher to have been hit every week for 10 weeks?
It's tougher to not have been hit for 10 weeks.
Interesting.
And my
How is that possible?
And it's because your body has to adjust, but also too, I can now say I'm a little bit 50-50 on that, because the one thing that Josh Gordon wore here all day today, and it was at this point, at every point in my career, when a guy who had been injured for more than a week or two and comes back, they're always like, they coined the phrase of fresh legs. They're like, oh, look at fresh legs running those routes. Look at fresh legs running through the bags, you know. And you say that all day because there is a burst that a player who's been injured or who has missed time, that when they come back, they have that burst that you don't have after playing 10 games. That is, we're talking about the burst of a player who has a 4.4 speed at 6'4", 220 some odd pounds, exploding past some defensive back. So I, too, have high expectations. And I think this is the Cleveland Browns' best way of hiding, you know, what a huge role Josh Gordon will play both in their minds and in the game on Sunday.
When you were playing, did you ever have a situation where somebody did something off the field that cost your team and cost them games? How are they received back in the locker room after that?
Yes, the guy that pops into my head is Sean Merriman. If you recall, he was a rookie of the year. He had at one point, I think he was first or second in sacks for his most sacks in his first 3 years of his career, and he got popped for steroids or performance enhancing drugs. I'm sorry to put it in a little bit better situation for him personally, but it was fine. And the way he's accepted is you look for his production, and I think that from this team. Josh Gordon coming back just to flip the record to a 4-6 football team with how competitive our division is, you're going to go, oh, cool, sweet. We get to see Josh make some plays. You know, he's playing for a contract. I'm playing for a contract. We're trying to be respectable within our division and how we're looked at nationally throughout the National Football League. But in this case, you're elated with what he can do based on what we saw last year and that addition to this football team that has won 6 football games, you know, that has struggled on offense, you know, from time to time, a lot of that with running the football, but then Brian Hoyer not able to capitalize throwing the ball down the football. But I think Josh's demeanor, he'll come in and be all business. He's not going to come in and be all jokey. He's got a lot to prove both on the field and off the field. And so these teammates are readily accepting him back and looking for that.
So there's no resentment. There's no like, listen, man, you cost us 10 games of your greatness.
No. Any feelings like that you've had early in the process, or even in some cases when the suspension first happened, you felt that way. But right now, you are in the midst of, again, that pass-fail situation. You win a game on Sunday or you lose a game on Sunday. And with Josh Gordon back, he puts you, you know, in a much better situation to win those football games, which is all that matters for this team right now after 10 games.
No question about it. And that's the thing. And that's what you liked here, because you would think that Josh Gordon going into his mind would be a little nervous coming back because it's a new thing for him. But I would think players really want to see him come back and make an immediate impact. I think you're excited to see this guy. You're like, all right, go out there and just do what you do.
And when I talked yesterday, I talked truly from a player perspective that if I were a player on the Browns or if Josh Gordon or that type of personality had come back to any of the teams that I would have been on, I would look for immediate impact because you're not just getting a player back. You are getting an all-pro player back. You are getting the leading receiver in all of football last season back to your organization. And to be very frank, you know, this offense has been good without him. But I also, too, I think, as I've said many times, and it's the phrase that I like to coin, but has manufactured yards, and Brian Hoyer as a quarterback has manufactured wins. You now have a game breaker, a guy that can change the game in one throw like we see him do in games that meant nothing. How big will it be to have a guy like him make those game-breaking plays in games that matter?
It's going to be massive, and he's going to get to come back and do it in the fast track of the Georgia Dome. My expectations for him are high.
I've
talked to him, and Josh Gordon has been looking forward to this day and this moment to get back at practice. He said he wants to blow everybody away on the practice field and then blow them away in the game. And I think if you're the Browns and you have an opportunity to trot a guy out there who is fresh, who has not been hit, who's going to have those perfectly fresh legs, who is eager to make amends for what he did and what he knows was wrong and detrimental to this team, I say you get him out there and you play him. I'd play him every single snap. I would play him until he asked to come out of the game.
I agree. And I think also, too, is at some point when we get to hear from Josh Gordon, I hope we really do hear from him. I think his actions will speak much louder than his words, but I think if he would say, you know, that publicly and say that my actions and what I'm going to do on the field will make up for the time that I have missed.
And I would say this, too, and no offense to anybody else on this team, Josh Gordon just standing on the field running decoy go routes, it does more for this offense than any receiver on the team can do because of what it means defensively, schematically, what it means for the ground game. I want him out there every single play. I don't know if we're going to get that, but that's what I would do if I had an opportunity.
That's true, and so much of the play-action game that Kyle Shanahan puts out there in the game plan each and every week, it's levels. Brian Hoyer is reading different levels of a defense. You know, there's that deep level, that Travis Benjamin route, that Gabriel route. There's that in-between route, Miles Austin or Hawkins working the underneath, or Barnage, Cameron, or a back checking out of the backfield. Allow him to read those levels. And now we have a legitimate threat to get behind defenses down the field. So whether it be cover two, he's running by those corners and by those safeties. If it's man-to-man, there are not many corners that can run run with Josh Gordon, but also too is allow Josh Gordon, because he's so physically big, will be able to get off that press coverage and get down into those routes and not deviate off his course too much. So the opportunities for the offense to throw the football have just risen in my eyes by 20%.
I agree with that. I think that this is why this is exciting. And you got to think Kyle Shanahan has been waiting for this day. Kyle Shanahan's like, there are so many things in their playbook that have just opened up. And that's what's exciting is that these are things that they were able to work on and now all of a sudden probably didn't get to implement and use during the season that are now going to be at his disposal. And this is an important game for the Browns, obviously, for a lot of reasons. But this is a one where you get Josh Gordon back. I think we're going to see the most explosive offensive display we've seen all season because, A, you've got Josh Gordon. You've got the addition by subtraction in the backfield. I think Isaiah Crowell in the Georgia Dome is going to go crazy in his return home. I know he said he's got like 50 tickets for people coming to this game to cheer on the Crow. And I just think this is the kind of game that is tailor-made for the Browns to actually run up and down the field on a defense that has struggled in Atlanta. And I think this is a very good matchup for the Browns. And getting Josh Gordon back, as we talked about, is key. What do you guys expect to see from Josh Gordon? Don't forget, by the way, folks, no team gives up more total yards per game. No team gives up more passing yards per game than the Falcons. They are a bad defense, and now you get your best offensive weapon back here on the Cleveland Browns, and arguably flat out the most talented player on the Browns, and you could make the case that he's the most talented wide receiver in the NFL and maybe just the most physically gifted player in the league that is not either a quarterback or J.J. Watt, because J.J. Watt kind of blew my mind a little bit.
That's right. And this, I mean, even this segment, this first initial segment, has me wanting this football game to be like 3 days earlier. Like,
I know,
can we play this
it.
This evening?
I want to see
can
it.
We play it tomorrow? Because I, too, Crowell – and I think Gabriel and Hawkins on that turf, and again, Josh Gordon running
Benjamin.
Deep, and all those guys. I think, and that's a testament to Ray Farmer bringing these talents and having them collectively. They might not be household names yet throughout the NFL, but they are playmakers for this football team, and they have made the plays when called upon in the absence of Josh Gordon, and now we get him back. It's exciting.
It's by far the fastest Browns team we've had in years. When you think of the actual overall team speed, especially at wide receiver, running back, this is a fast Browns team. It'll be good to see them on that fast track. Don't forget to tweet us at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Browns underscore daily. Use the hashtag mailbag today. You guys are already getting fired up on the song. That's what we're growing up, so maybe that's what we'll dip to in the mailbag as well. But we need a new song, and we want you guys to help us out. But today it's Return of the Flash. You know what I'm saying? Return. Come on now. All right, when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we're going to go to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. What are you feeling on this day as Josh Gordon returns? How excited are you? What are your expectations? Could he go 1,000 yards in the last six games? It's possible.
It is possible.
It's possible.
The way we saw him close last season with multiple 200-yard games, it's possible.
It is possible. I like it. Could he be the Browns' leading receiver when the season ends?
Yes.
Possible. We'll
see. It is possible.
It's one of the things we'll debate. Add that and much, much more coming up here on CBD. Zagura and Wilhelm with you. Still to come at 1:45, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, with an interesting update on both Jabal Sheard and Carlos Dansby. You're going to definitely want to hear that right from the head coach coming up later in the show.